Today is Tuesday, December 1, 2020. This is a part four interview with Keith and Nancy Green, G-R-E-E-N. My name is Tom Martin, and today we're going to focus on talking with Nancy about her growing up. Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
Hello.
Nancy? May we have your permission to record this oral history over the telephone?
Yes.
Thank you. Nancy, what year were you born?
1955.
Where were you born?
I was born in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Springfield. What were your folks doing in Springfield?
Well, my parents had both grown up in
South Hadley.
South Hadley, Mass.
How do you spell that? South Hadley?
South Hadley. South. H-A-D-L-E-Y.
And that's in Massachusetts?
Yep, Western Mass. On the Berkshires.
Okay. How did they meet?
They met at a high school.
So they met in school, in high school.
In high school, Valentine's dance.
Valentine's dance.
Okay. And what were they doing there? What did your mom and dad do?
My dad was in the Air Force in World War II.
Okay.
He was a fighter jet pilot. He didn't have jets in World War II, but.
Keith, can you help here?
I'll try.
Because I think we missed that. So I missed that. Nancy's father was a pilot in World War II?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
What did he fly?
T-51. The Mustang.
Okay.
T-58.
No.
No.
P-51 Mustang? Okay.
Oh, okay, P-51.
And so he'd been out of the service for 10 years before you were born. Do you mm-hmm. have any older brothers and sisters?
No.
Okay.
She's the only child.
Okay. Okay. And where did what was your father doing in Springfield when you were born?
For the Air National Guard.
Okay.
He got out of the Air Force. Well, don't really get out of the Air Force, but he went over to the Air National Guard as a trainer, a fighter pilot trainer.
Trainer?
As a pilot trainer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so did you grow up then in Springfield?
They moved over to West Springfield.
To where?
West Springfield.
West Springfield.
To West Springfield, okay. And did you all, as you were growing up, 1950s into the 1960s, did you go on campouts? Did you spend time learning how to swim or?
Oh yeah.
Where did you learn to swim?
In a YMCA pool.
Okay.
But we went camping a lot.
Where did you go?
Well, we went out to the Finger Lakes in New York, Lake George, and we camped along the ocean.
Okay, so Lake George. What was the other lake before Lake George?
Finger Lake.
Finger Lake.
Finger. Okay.
New York.
Okay. And then to the ocean.
Yep.
Okay.
And Cape Cod.
Cape Cod.
Okay. And that and those were summer vacation kind of things?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. And where did you go to high school?
Well, that was where my father got transferred around a lot of this trainer.
He transferred where?
A lot.
His father transferred a lot.
Where did he take you all?
Oh, we go to Texas. We're in Houston, like three.
In Houston, yeah.
And I was over in Avondale for my kindergarten year.
Where? Avondale?
Uh-huh.
Where's that?
In Arizona.
Arizona.
West of Phoenix.
West of Phoenix.
When you were three, so that would have been 50.
No, Houston was on the street. Avondale was on the kindergarten.
Kindergarten at Avondale. So she'd been, what, five, at least five?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we went to Perrin, our first. It also in Texas.
Which Air Force Base?
Perrin.
Perrin?
How do you spell
Air Force Base in Texas?
How do you spell that?
P-E-R-R-I-N.
Perrin. P-E-R-R-I-N. Air Force Base in Texas. Okay. And when was that?
That was second and third grade.
Second and third grades.
And then I went back to Massachusetts. And my father got postings that he sees in his family, like Libya.
I'm sorry. Keith, can you help?
Okay, what?
My father got postings that he sees in his family.
He got posted where?
Libya.
In Libya?
When was that?
That was when I was fourth grade.
When she was in the fourth grade?
Oh, there's an interesting side note. He got called up for the Cuban Missile Crisis. And
hey, Nancy.
Yeah.
You know what we're going to need to do is the quality of the recording is not so good. If Keith could repeat what you say, that'd be really helpful.
Okay.
So Nancy was telling an interesting side story. Can you pick that up again?
Yes. He was given an alert assignment.
He was what? What?
Given an alert.
Given an alert.
Assignment.
Assignment.
And he took off by himself.
And he took off by himself.
Flying south.
Oh, excuse me. Flying south. From Massachusetts, then.
And he got called back after a few hundred miles.
And he got called back after a few hundred miles.
But when he landed, the protocol was the pilot had to wait for him to fly the plane.
So when he landed, the protocol was that a pilot had to wait by the plane.
For someone to just pull out the mechanics.
And what?
For someone to come.
For one of the mechanics to come.
And usually it took a long time and he had to go to the bathroom and that's how he did it.
Usually it took a long time and he had to go to the bathroom.
But this time they all came running out.
They
said, did you arm them?
They said, did you arm the bomb?
And he said no.
He said no.
They all said good. They were new.
No. And they said good because they were nukes.
Okay.
He was carrying nuclear bombs over Cuba. Unbeknownst to him.
He was carrying them over where?
He was carrying nuclear bombs to Cuba.
To Cuba.
During the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, you know, in the news, of course, they never mentioned that the United States almost nuclearly bombed Cuba, but they did.
When did he tell you that story, Nancy?
Later in life.
Later in life.
Wow. That's
all he talked about when I was a kid.
That's all he talked about when she was a kid was World War II.
Hmm. Okay. What stories did he tell about World War II?
Oh my God, yes.
I can add to that. That's all he talked about is World War II.
Okay.
It was like his life ended when World War II was over.
Huh. And yet it didn't, because he traveled a lot, he trained a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, he liked to tell all the World War II war stories.
Okay. Did those get recorded anywhere?
Mm-hmm. He became an author before I did.
He became an author before Nancy did.
Oh, great. Great. Okay. Just to make sure that his stories were recorded. That's good. So you moved around a lot as a child.
Yes, but I was... Massachusetts home.
Okay, so.
Yes, but Massachusetts was home.
Okay. How long did you stay in Libya?
Oh, I was in the family school.
You were what?
Family school.
So.
You were where?
Families didn't go. So he went and you stayed.
Yes.
Okay. So you stayed in Hadley?
West Springfield.
West Springfield. Okay. All right. Did you get a chance to go with your father out to the places in the States that he went to, out near Phoenix, Avondale and Houston? Did you go with him?
Yeah, I went to Houston, Avondale, and then the Parent Air Force.
Okay. Okay. So you got a chance to see some of the country as a small child growing up.
Yes. In fact, we went to the Grand Canyon. We wanted to see the canyon.
When?
World War II.
She went to the Grand Canyon because they wanted to see the canyon.
And during World War II, my father flew through.
And during World War II, her father flew right through the canyon.
Oh, okay. As part of his just training?
Yep.
Okay. How old were you when you first saw the canyon then?
I was 5.
Okay.
And we stayed in the master's cabin, which was back later in power.
Back what?
I remember I had a picture of my mom standing at the Maslow cabin.
She had a picture of her as a little girl and her mom standing in front of one of the Maslow cabins.
Nice.
And then we got a picture.
And then what?
My mom before she died.
And then before her mom died.
They went over there.
They went over to Maswick.
To retake the same photo in the same kind of place?
Yes.
Oh, fun.
Same photo, yeah.
Nice. Where did you go to high school?
I started in West Springfield when I first started high school.
And then we moved to Phoenix.
And then they moved to Phoenix.
Because my father had retired by that point.
Because her father had retired by that point.
Okay.
And what was it your father said?
He said, "I'm never shoveling snow again."
He said, "I'm never shoveling snow again."
Never shoveling snow again. Okay. He and a lot of other people moved out to Phoenix and were happy to throw their snow shovels away.
Yeah.
So where did you graduate from high school then in Phoenix?
Maryvale,
okay. And in high school, were you a good student or a not so good student? What were you interested in?
Well, I was interested in reading and writing.
Okay.
And boys.
Uh-huh. Sounds normal. Yep. When you all moved to Phoenix, did you continue to do summer vacations in the car kind of thing and drive around the country?
No, we did a little bit of that.
They did a little bit of that.
Okay. Was it assumed in your household that you would go to college?
Oh, yeah.
And what were you interested in high school that might direct where you would go in college?
Being a teacher.
Okay. All right. And where did you, I'm going to back up a minute, because did your mom do any work at all besides raising you, which is a big job?
Her mother was a librarian.
Okay. And did she do that at West Springfield?
Yes.
Okay. Nice. Did she instill in you an interest in books?
Oh, very much so.
Okay. And how quick a reader were you? Did you read through books pretty fast?
I was reading by the age of three.
Okay. Reading by the age of three. And were you a speedy reader?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What were some of the fun books that you read in high school? Do you remember them at all?
In high school? I remember elementary.
She remembers more elementary school.
Like what?
Well, I was going through the fiction by alphabetical order.
I was going through the fiction. What was that last?
By alphabetical order.
By what?
Alphabetical order.
Alphabetically? You went through the books alphabetically in the library?
Oh, wow.
I got to D for Dickens. I fell in love. I was so excited.
I got to D for Dickens and fell in love. I was so excited.
Wow. Nice. And did you get to the E's after the D's?
Yes, I think I did.
Okay. Nice. So I would say a voracious reader.
Yes.
Okay. Did you participate in any high school sports at all?
One team I joined tennis.
The tennis?
That was my sophomore year.
Sophomore year.
Okay.
But when I got out to Phoenix, I did love the game of Washington.
When you got to Phoenix, what?
I did love the game of marching band.
Oh, and then she was in the marching band.
What instrument did you play?
French horn.
Wow. That's a big instrument to be carrying around.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Were you good at it? Did you like it?
No, I loved it, but I wasn't really good at it.
I loved it, but what?
I loved it, but I never was very good at it.
Ah. Okay. Did you give that up then after high school?
Well, I was in band in college.
She was in band in college.
Okay.
gave it up.
Okay. What year did you first start college, and where did you go?
Well, it was such a shock. I went from a superior school in Massachusetts to Phoenix School. I finished all the credits I needed as a junior.
Did you get that?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Say that again.
It was such a shock. Coming from the world established school in Massachusetts.
When she was in Massachusetts, the schools were, what did you call them?
Well established.
They were well established schools.
Okay.
And so when she got to Phoenix,
I finished all my credits needed to graduate.
She'd already finished all of her credits that she needed to graduate.
Oh, my.
As a junior. So, my senior year, I took band in high school and went to community college.
And her senior year, she took band in high school and then went to the community college.
Okay. What kind of things did you take in a community college? And this was like a Phoenix, gosh, I don't know what the name of the college would be.
Glendale Community.
Okay.
Community College, yeah.
Do you remember what kind of courses you took?
English 101 classes.
All the 101 classes.
Okay. Did you find that you enjoyed certain teachers more than others?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Tell me about some of the good teachers you had and why they were good.
Well, the French teacher was excellent. And he always encouraged us to sing.
Yeah. Look,
even the little children in France can speak.
He always encouraged you to, what was that word?
He said, even the little children.
Huh?
Even the little children in France can speak.
Even, he encouraged them by saying, even little kids in France can speak French.
That's no fair.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
And there's a philosophy class.
A philosophy class?
Never been exposed to that before.
You what?
Never been exposed to that before.
I'd never been exposed to that before.
Oh, good.
Anthropology.
And psychology?
Anthropology.
Okay, good, good. Wow, so it sounds like it was a really an enlightening time for you.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been 1966 or 1967,
1968?
Oh, 72. 72. Okay, why is my math so wrong? 55, 65, oh, 70, 71, 72. Well, that makes sense. Thank you. I was thinking of 50, not 55. Did you change your declared major after you spent some time in college? Or were you still focused on being a teacher?
I wanted to be a teacher, but I picked up a special ed.
I wanted to be a teacher, but I, what?
A special ed.
You picked up a special ed teacher?
Oh. Certificate.
Certificate. Okay. Cool. Did you then go ahead and finish up school in Phoenix, or did you go to another college for that?
No, I went to UVA.
Okay. That kind of cut the cord with home, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. What was going to the U of A like?
I thought it was wonderful.
She thought it was wonderful.
Nice. And you graduated from there in, would be 76 or so?
77.
Okay.
77.
Did you have to work during that time, or did your folks help you with education?
My father would always have my tuition. I had to pay everything out. So yes, I was working out.
Our father would pay for tuition. What was the rest of it?
But I had to pay for everything else.
But she had to pay for everything else.
How did you do that?
Worked three jobs.
She worked three jobs.
What were they?
One was an RA in the dorm.
An RA in the dorm.
Okay.
And I worked on the switchboard in the dorm.
Police switch.
Oh, not police.
What?
This is the campus.
Oh, the campus. Campus switchboard.
Okay.
And babysitting.
And what?
Babysitting.
And babysitting.
Ah, great. Okay. I'm assuming that you probably did pretty good grades wise.
I did okay.
Okay.
I did a lot better on my master's, and I didn't have to work.
I did a lot better after when I didn't have to work.
Ah, yeah. So Tucson has a lot of mountains all the way around it. Did you get a chance to go out and do some hiking or exploring?
Oh, yes. We go camping.
Oh, yes. What?
We go camping from the dorm.
We go camping from the dorm.
Now, those dorms, if they were pretty strict about hours of coming and going.
Well, not so much hours of going, but hours when mail goes out.
Aha.
But ours when what?
Men were allowed in.
When men were allowed in.
Okay. Because I hear these stories of people sneaking in and out of the dorms to go and actually to go hiking, to leave early enough to get away. But maybe that wasn't the case. Where did you go hiking?
Mount Lemmon.
Okay.
And out by Gates Pass.
And what?
Out by Gates Pass.
Out by Gates Pass.
Were you a member of the Southern Arizona Hiking Club?
No, not at
all. Or the University of Arizona Ramblers?
No.
Okay. No. All right. So Mount Lemmon and Gates Pass, did you get down to Mexico? Where did you go?
I just go to Dallas for dinner.
Okay. Nogales for dinner. Nice. That's nice. So you graduated then in, sorry.
December of
77. And did you have an idea of where you wanted to work then? Okay.
But the job market wouldn't allow it.
But the jobs what?
Wouldn't allow it.
The job market wouldn't allow it.
Oh. So what did you do?
I had to go back to the valley and teach in Apache Junction.
I had to go back to the valley and teach in Apache Junction.
Okay. Apache Junction is east of the valley. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Was that in a high school or a grade school setting?
No, it was a grade school special ed.
Grade school what?
Special ed.
Special ed.
Okay. And that was in the spring of 78?
Yep.
Okay. Did you move back into the home with your mom and dad, or did you get your own place?
No, I needed my own place.
Would have
been quite a drive
for my parents. Oh, okay.
Quite a drive, okay.
All right. And then, how long did you work there?
I was there until, from January of 78 until May of 80.
Sketch that, May of 80, and 78 till 80.
And how did, so that was, let's see, spring of 78, 79, 80. What did you learn during that time?
Wow. Everything as a new teacher. But the most important thing that happened was when I was still in the dorm in Tucson, one of the girls in the dorm worked as a nurse for me for the summers.
One of the girls at the dorm in Tucson worked on the north room in the summer.
Okay.
And she said, what are you going to do this summer? Summer 78.
She said, what are you going to do this summer? That was in 78.
And I said, oh, I'm just going to go back up and live with my parents and find a job in Phoenix.
I was going to go up and live with my parents and find a job in Phoenix.
This is my shoulders.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't do that. But what?
She shook my shoulders.
Oh, she took her shoulder, shook her shoulder.
I'm sorry. I'm confused. So you had a friend that from the dorms in Tucson that was working at the North Rim.
Yeah.
And
in the summers, and in the summer of 78, said, "Hey, why don't you come up to the North Rim and work up there?"
That's right.
And did you?
Yes.
Yes.
And what did you do?
That year, I was a cabin maid.
She's a cabin maid.
Okay. How many rooms would you have to clean every day?
About 15.
How many?
16.
16 rooms.
15.
So, 15. 15. Yeah. 15 rooms and two beds in a room?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a lot of work.
It is, but in between each one, you walk outside.
Yeah, but in between each room, she could walk outside and look at the canyon.
Oh, wow. Nice. Did you go, were they still doing the Sing Away song? Did you get in on that?
No. It stopped a few years before I got there.
Okay.
No, that stopped a few years before she got there.
All right. Did you make some good friends over there?
Yeah, she did. She has friends. They're still friends.
Nice.
They just took off. 40th year friendship tour.
They just did a 40th year friendship tour in Italy.
Who were some of the people that you met over there?
Well, Joyce Rosenberg.
Who? Joyce what?
Rosenberg.
Joyce Rosenberg.
Amazing. And Kathy Kane.
Kathy Kane.
Jeannie Rushing. It was Jeannie Lawson back then. And Pam Thorum. It was Pam McQuaid.
Pam McQuaid.
What was Jeannie's last name?
Lawson.
Lawson.
L-A-W-S-O-N.
Okay. And Pam McQuaid. So, do you remember that summer of 1978? What do you remember about that summer?
Well, I've never been north of Flagstaff.
She's never been north of Flagstaff.
Okay.
That was opening up a whole new world for me.
So it opened up a whole new world for her.
Oh, wow.
And when I got up to Jacob Lake,
I was driving through the forest.
I was driving through what?
The forest.
I was driving through the forest.
I felt like I was being trapped.
Wait, stop it. I can't understand that.
I felt like I was picking up these things.
Well, basically, I think what she's saying is she felt like she was coming home.
Oh, wow. Yeah, is that right, Nancy?
Yes.
Nice. You know, we've been yik-yakking about 35 minutes. Maybe it's a good time to take a rest, and we'll pick it up again. What do you think?
Okay.
And you can what?
My calendar. I have my calendar.
Oh, calendar.
Because I don't want to overtax Nancy here, and we might be doing that. What do you think, Keith? Nancy, are you good to keep going, or should we take a break here?
I think we should take a break here.
Okay, very good. So let's get our calendars going. I'm going to go ahead and turn the machine off here. This will conclude part four oral history interview with Keith and Nancy Green. Today, focusing on Nancy's early years. It's Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. My name is Tom Martin, and Nancy, thank you so very much.